A new film version of the beloved American musical West Side Story opened in theaters around the world Friday. Director Steven Spielberg employed Latin actors to perform the parts of the Puerto Rican characters on which the story is based. That was not the case in casting for the 1957 Broadway musical or 1961 movie of the same name. Only one actor in the film was Latin, Rita Moreno, who played Anita. She won an Academy Award for her performance. The movie received 9 other Oscars. Like those productions, however, this new movie is also based on William Shakespeare's tragic love story, Romeo and Juliet. West Side Story presents two opposing groups of teenagers in New York City. The Jets are Puerto Rican, the Sharks are white. Jet Maria and Shark Tony fall in love, increasing hostility and distrust between and within their groups. Spielberg spent more than half a year looking for his cast. His search went outside the United States to Latin America and Australia. 20 of the film's actors are Puerto Ricans or of Puerto Rican ancestry. I wanted to cast it authentically to ensure that the actors playing the shark boys and girls were 100% Latin and young, Spielberg said. This time, Moreno plays Valentina, a new part that replaces the original character of store owner, Doc. Latinos are the largest minority in the United States, accounting for 19% of the population. Numerous studies show that the group is greatly underrepresented in film and television. Actor Ariana DeBose, who plays Anita in the new movie, praises Spielberg's work for its integrity. He is using his privilege to say, "Well, if I can do it, everybody can," and pay respect to the culture, DeBose said. Rich backstories are created for each character in the new West Side Story. Both English and Spanish language is used in the film. The writer of the new movie, Tony Kushner, said Spanish had to exist in equal proportions alongside English. Spielberg spoke of people seeing the movie together in public theaters. He said he hoped English-speaking audiences will suddenly hear laughter coming from pockets of the theater from the Spanish-speaking audience. David Alvarez plays Bernardo, the leader of the Sharks. He calls the casting effort a huge step forward. "It is a beautiful thing to see that we are finally taking a step forward. We are here. We want to be part of America. We want to integrate ourselves with the society," Alvarez said.